Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer. Amen. What a joy and a blessing it is this morning to be a child of God and know that everything is well between you and heaven, knowing that this world in the shape and the mess that it's in just getting worse all the time. I'm certainly glad that I can look up and know that my redemption is drawing nigh. I'm looking for the Lord to come. That's the only solution. There is no politician. There is no doctor. There is no scientist. There is no guru that has the answer or solution out of the circumstances that we're facing, but I am looking for the Lord to step out, listening for the sound of the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God, and thank God I'm glad I'm saved this morning. I'm glad that I know this morning that I belong to Him and that He belongs to me this morning. And I trust that you're leaning upon the Lord, praying daily, and searching the Scriptures this morning. It's just good to be saved. Remember these on our prayer list this morning. Remember Cecil Paris in your prayers. Also Jesse Robertson, Glenda Henderson. Keep praying for Francis Busman this morning in your prayers. Also keep remembering Miss Edna Owens. Remember Paula Poteet this morning in your prayers. And also remember Amy Smith. Remember Kenneth Blancett this morning in your prayers that God would certainly undertake for all their needs today. And I hope that they have a recovery and that the Lord would give them strength in, each and every day. Certainly pray for Brother John Payne this morning in your prayers. Remember him that God would undertake for them as well. I'd like to send the broadcast out this morning to Howard and Helen Odom this morning. I hope that they're having a good day and that the Lord will bless them. Here at Mountain View Baptist Church, we are taking a break this week from services to have the church clean and so forth. And so we'll not be having any morning or evening services today, but we'll be on the YouTube. You can find us on the YouTube, and I trust that you'll tune in to that to see our services. And hopefully by next week, we'll be able to get back in the church. I always want to use precautions and safety measures all that we can to try to keep people safe. There's a difference. I live by faith. I walk by faith. I trust the Lord completely. But he also gives me enough sense to know what to do. And so I think that we ought to be cautious in this circumstance that we're in this morning. And so you pray for us. And I hope this song is a blessing to you this morning.
Some call it progress and we must conform, or we will be left by the change. The New World religion serves a god of their choice, but salvation still comes in one name. That name is Jesus, sweet rose of Sharon, spotless and pure.
Amen. Philippians chapter number 2 this morning. Begin reading in verses number 5. The Bible said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men. Being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has also highly exalted him, given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of earth, and of things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you, God, for the privilege of prayer. Blessings upon our life. And Lord, we thank you for your precious word today, God, and for your sweet Holy Spirit. Lord, and I do pray this morning, God, that as your people gather in your house this morning, Lord, that you'd be in the midst. And I pray the name of Christ be exalted and lifted up through song and, Lord, through preaching and praying, God, this morning, Lord, in fellowship and everything that's said and done in the house of God. Lord, may your name be exalted and lifted up. I pray that you might draw me unto yourself this morning, God, and I do pray this morning, God, that your word to go forth and accomplish where you send it today. I pray you'd anoint us afresh and anew this morning, God. Give us wisdom to claim the truths of thy word, and I pray your word to go forth and it work at work in someone's heart, in someone's life today. God, thank you for all the blessings, the prayers you've answered, the goodness we've enjoyed at your hands, and your grace that has been sufficient, God, for all the needs of our life this week. I pray this morning, God, God, you'd bless and have your way for us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning, and amen. The Bible said this morning that God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. I want to preach on that thought this morning, God being our helper, concerning simply what's in a name. Dear friend, what's in a name this morning? Dear friend, I'll assure you no other name has ever changed so many lives, endured so much scrutiny, and stirred up so much trouble as the name of Jesus. The mere mention of his name can bring peace like a river, dear friend, or a flood like of hostility. Dear friend, there's just something about that name, the name of Jesus. Dear friend, listen, some have adored that name. Dear friend, to some ears, it's the sweetest sound, the sweetest note, the sweetest phrase, the sweetest carol ever sung. How to speak that name, it's like honey, dear friend, upon your tongue. The psalmist said in Psalm 511, we're to love his name. Amen. I don't love, dear friend, everything the Republicans do. I don't love everything the Congress does. I don't love everything the church does. I don't love everything you do, and I don't love everything I do. But I love everything about Jesus. Amen. Psalm 70, I said we ought to praise his name. Dear friend, that's why we meet to worship. That's why we sing in the choir. Dear friend, that's why we testify. That's why we preach. Dear friend, is about him this morning. Psalm 34:3 said, exalt his name. Psalm 61:5 said, fear his name. Psalm 89:5 said, rejoice in his name. Dear friend, rejoice not in the world, but rejoice in his name. Dear friend, to some people, his name is adored. To some, it is abused. Amen. To some people, the name of Jesus is like sticking an ice pick in their ear. Dear friend, it's bitter and gall upon their tongue. Dear friend, to some people, the name of Jesus is just another name in the phone book. It means nothing to them. Dear friend, but you know the Bible said we're not to swear by his name. Amen. Dear friend, don't ever say the Lord is my witness. Dear friend, he is and he will judge you. Dear friend, but we're not to use his name in that capacity. We're not to take it in vain. Dear friend, the curse, dear friend, using his name, dear friend, to use it in any manner where it doesn't bring glory unto his name. Dear friend, many have lied in his name. Dear friend, the Bible said many false prophets have come in my name. Dear friend, I've heard a lot of people say the Lord told me to do this. Dear friend, but I think the Lord took a lot of blame for a lot of things he didn't have anything to do with. Amen. Dear friend, we're not to continue in sin. The Bible said they that name the name of Christ, let them depart from iniquity. Dear friend, because it hurts, dear friend, the cause of Christ, when those that carry his name continue in sin. Dear friend, many have abandoned his name. Amen. Jesus said, if you deny me before men, I'll also deny you before my Father in heaven. Amen. They talk about religion, but they don't talk about Jesus. They'll talk about God, but they don't talk about Jesus. I'm not going to tiptoe around it. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to evade it, avoid it, or dodge it. Dear friend, I love the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Peter stood up in the crowd and said, this Jesus we declare unto you, to be the Son of God. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Almighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Dear friend, his name is excellent. His name is glorious. His name is holy. His name shall be called Emmanuel. Revelation 19, there's three names. Dear friend, that he bears. Dear friend, the Bible said he had a name which no man knew but himself. And then he had a name called the Word of God. And then he had a name called the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. However how you want to disperse it, dear friend, the song says, what a lovely name. Amen. Dear friend, the song books and the Bible, dear friend, and the churches, the covenant, the commandments, the religion ain't worth it.
a dime without the name of Jesus in thine. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, dear friend, we don't have much to offer the world, dear friend, as far as what they want, dear friend, but I'll tell you what we have, what Peter told, dear friend, that beggar laid by the gate, beautiful, he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Dear friend, I'm glad. Dear friend, I claim the name of Jesus this morning. Dear friend, let me say first of all, dear friend, that the name of Jesus, dear friend, can bring conversion. Oh, yes, his name alone can change a life from the inside out. Change it completely and eternally. Man, I'm saved by the name of Jesus. The Bible said there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. The Bible said, if thou shalt believe in thy heart the Lord Jesus, amen, and that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, I shall be saved. Amen. It ain't joining the church, it ain't being baptized, it ain't shaking the preacher's hand, it ain't turning over a new leaf, it ain't putting on a tie. Dear friend, it is, dear friend, believing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He believeth has life. Amen. Dear friend, I serve by the name of Jesus. Dear friend, I gather together in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus. He said, if you'll ask the Father anything in my name, he'll give it unto you. I preach in the name of Jesus. Dear friend, listen. Dear friend, the church, dear friend, may have licensed me, and they may have ordained me, but it's God that called me, and it's he that I preach. I'm a Baptist by choice, dear friend, but I'll tell you, the Holy Ghost got me long before the Baptist did. He'll have me long after the Baptist run me out. Amen. Dear friend, I preach. Dear friend, I was baptized in the name of Jesus. Amen. Dear friend, whatsoever we do, we ought to do it for his glory. Amen. What we do in the name of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, through the name of Jesus, with the name of Jesus, and for the name of Jesus. He said, even a cup of cold water given in my name, I shall not go unrewarded. Amen. Whatever you do, do it for him. What a name. The name of Jesus. I'm saved by his name, served by his name, and thank God, sealed by his name. Dear friend, I've been given the Holy Ghost in his name. Dear friend, the Bible said, I've been sealed in my forehead. Dear friend, with his name. Amen. Dear friend, I'm glad, thank God. Dear friend, I've been born again. Dear friend, not of corruptible seed, and not of the will of man. Dear friend, this morning, not of the flesh, but by the Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Dear friend, I want to say the name of Jesus can bring conversion. Amen. Dear friend, just speak that wonderful and lovely name. Dear friend, this morning, it'll do better than any rehab. It'll be better than any pill. It'll do better than any prison. It'll be do it better than any operation. Dear friend, it can change a man's life from the inside out. I want to say the name of Jesus not only brings conversion, but thank God it brings comfort. Amen. Nothing so soothing as to speak the name of Jesus. Nothing with more power and more peace than the name of Jesus. Amen. I'll tell you, you can get shed of the devil. Dear friend, when you mention the name of Jesus, dear friend, I think about those demons that rose up, dear friend, against old Sceva, dear friend, and said, Paul I know and Jesus I know, but who are you? Dear friend, I'll tell you, I just come in his name. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I'm glad, dear friend, this morning, that the name of Jesus can bring comfort. Just speaking his name, dear friend, can bring hope. Amen. When all else has failed, everything seems to be dire, dear friend, he said, call upon me. Amen. Dear friend, you better have Jesus on your speed dial. Amen. He is your 911 call. Dear friend, when the spiritual matters, dear friend, when the roar has turned against you, when the storm is raging, dear friend, he's the hope hope that comes in the midnight hour. Amen. He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. He can make a way where there seems to be no way. The Bible said there's nothing impossible for him this morning. Dear friend, there is hope this morning through the name of Jesus. Amen. Dear friend, there's help in the name of Jesus. There is a friend that stays closer than a brother. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's a present help in the day of trouble. He's not far from them that call upon his name. Amen. Dear friend, Jesus. Dear friend, call upon him. Dear friend, there's help. Dear friend, in his name this morning. Dear friend, there's healing in his name. Amen. Not man, not my name. Dear friend, not somewhere out in California. Dear friend, I'm telling there's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Dear friend, four ways that Jesus heals. Dear friend, number one, by prevention. He keeps us healthy. Amen. He keeps disease from coming to us. He rebukes the devil and the devourer for our sake. Dear friend, by providence. Dear friend, just by speaking the word. Dear friend, this morning he can bring healing to your life. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, it's not always God's will to heal, dear friend, this morning, but he can and he is and he does. He's able this morning. He's still the great physician, dear friend, this morning, and he still can heal, dear friend, not only by prevention and providence, but also by prayer. The Bible said, if there's any sick among you, let them call the elders of the church, anoint them with oil, and said the prayer of faith. Dear friend, James 5:14. And then also by procedures. Dear friend, God uses medicine. God uses doctors. God uses surgery. Dear friend, oh yes. Dear friend, God uses all of these instruments. Dear friend, to bring healing to your life. How do you know, preacher? Dear friend, I look back at the word of God. How there were three blind men that Jesus healed. Amen. Dear friend, and he healed them in three different ways. Amen. The first blind man, dear friend, Jesus said, what will you that I should do unto you? And he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said, be it unto you even as you believe. Dear friend, in other words, Jesus just spoke it. Dear friend, the man received his sight. Dear friend, there was another blind man that came to Jesus. And the Bible said Jesus touched him. And he said, Lord, I see men walking as trees. And Jesus touched him again. Dear friend, and he, I thank God, was able to see. Dear friend, this morning there was another blind man that came to Jesus. And the Bible said he spat upon the ground. Dear friend, made some clay, rubbed it on his eyes, and told him to go wash in the pool. Dear friend, and he came back seeing. Dear friend, why did Jesus use three different ways to bring about the same result? Dear friend, because God works in mysterious ways. And he works through different instruments. Dear friend, to bring the same outcome. Dear friend, just give him praise and glory. Dear friend, ever how he uses, what avenue he chooses. Dear friend, to bring, dear friend, an answer to your prayer this morning. I'm glad he can heal physically. I'm glad he can heal mentally, emotionally, financially, maritally. Dear friend, the name of Jesus, dear friend, can do great things in your life. I don't care how bad things may get. I don't care how dark the situation is. I don't care how far things have gone. Do you realize this morning, child of God, all it takes is one word from the throne and everything can change. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad this morning, dear friend, I'm acquainted with that name of Jesus this morning. Amen. Dear friend, but I want to say the name of Jesus. It not only brings conversion and comfort, brother, it also brings controversy. Amen. Dear friend, if you're identified with that name of Jesus, if you're in that Jesus crowd, if you carry his name, brother, there's a bull's eye on your back. Amen. He said the world hated him and said they'll also hate you. The Bible said he came to his own and his own received him not. Dear friend, if they smote the shepherd, they'll also scatter the shepherd. sheep. Dear friend, he was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows. How much more those that serve and follow in his footsteps. Dear friend, the name of Jesus will bring controversy unto your life. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, before I got saved, dear friend, this morning I thought of myself as a pretty pleasant person. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, when I got saved, dear friend, I had people coming out of the woodwork hating me. Amen. Dear friend, just because I was a Christian, just because, dear friend, this morning I named the name of Jesus. Dear friend, I want to tell you, it caused controversy. Dear friend, when you speak his name. Dear friend, the Bible said they beat the disciples and said, don't speak anymore in his name. Don't teach anything. Don't preach anything about this Jesus. His name will get you in trouble with the world. Amen. You can talk about Buddha and they'll pat you on the back. You can talk about Muhammad, they'll give respect. You can talk about Confucius, they'll lend an ear. Brother, you stand on the street corner, or you get in a crowd somewhere, mention the name of Jesus, and brother, all of a sudden, they'll cut you off, they'll get offended, they'll turn angry. Dear friend, this morning, because just speaking the name of Jesus, dear friend, this morning brings a sinner into the same realm of the Savior. Dear friend, it shows them who they are and what they are. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, dear friend, there's controversy in the name of Jesus. It'll cause you to suffer. Amen. The Bible said the disciples rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. The Bible said all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Amen. If any man suffer, let him suffer as a Christian. Amen. Dear friend, the world's going to be against you. Your own family's going to come against you. Jesus said, I didn't come, dear friend, to bring peace. I come to bring a sword. Amen. Dear friend, to turn the household against one another. Dear friend, the name of Jesus, dear friend, will divide you, separate you. Dear friend, call you out. Dear friend, make you different. And because of that, there'll be controversy in your life. Amen. When you take a stand, dear friend, writing the church at Revelation, he said, thou hold fast. I am not denied my name. You'll not ever be ashamed of the name of Jesus. Don't let the devil in this crowd, dear friend, back you over in a corner, make you hang your head. Paul said, I count everything lost, and I might win Jesus. And none of these things move me. Amen. Brother, stand up and be counted among them that name the name of Christ. You'll be glad one of these days you live for Jesus. Dear friend, this morning, his name brings great controversy. And then finally, brother, let me say this. His name brings condemnation. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, a name of such blessing, dear friend, a name that can save, I can also curse this morning. He is the Lamb, he's also the Lion. Dear friend, he came in a cradle. Dear friend, went to a cross. One day he'll sit upon the throne. Dear friend, this morning, have that same name that can save to the uttermost. Dear friend, can banish into hell. Dear friend, forever. Dear friend, it's not your sins, brother. It's not drinking. Dear friend, it's not lying and cursing. Dear friend, this morning, the reason men lift their eyes in hell is because they deny that name of the name of Jesus. They reject that name of Jesus this morning. Amen. Dear friend, those who do not believe the name of Jesus. Dear friend, the Bible said in John 3:16, you know that verse. Dear friend, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But 18, I said, he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, those same hands that are outstretched for whosoever will to come unto him, will be the same hand that points and says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. What a shame to work for God and never know him. Come to church and never know him. To pray and never talk to him. Sing about him and never know him. Preach and teach about him. Dear friend, the Bible said, the seal of the Lord standeth sure. The Lord knoweth those that are his, and my sheep know know my voice. Dear friend, and then lastly, let me say that men will not bow at the name of Jesus. Dear friend, oh no, not here they won't. Dear friend, not here they've got too much pride. Not here. Dear friend, they are just too wicked and too strong. But the Bible said here that every one will bow, and that everyone shall confess that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Dear friend, don't deny Him, but accept that name that is above all other names this morning. Brother, it can do some wonderful things in your life. May the Lord richly bless you this morning. It's my prayer.